Mike Parr, weekday mornings from 9, BBC Tees.
The police are apparently routinely telling the victims of crime to become DIY detectives. So we've been asking, have the police given up on burglary?
You know, it's not rocket science, Mike. You don't need to be a policing expert to recognise if you strip an organisation of its funding so it can't function effectively, you simply cannot then inspect it and then condemn it for not functioning effectively. It's an appalling way to do business, so something has got to give.
So do you think it's only a matter of time, and it might be a long time, before burglary is decriminalised?
No, I think. Look, if someone breaks into your home and things like that, the police officers are going to be there. There is different aspects of burglary, but look, let's be absolutely clear here. Police crime commissioners around the country this morning, who were putting their heads in their hands and thinking, what am I going to do next?
You were talking about, and the public are expected to investigate their own crime. Can I just make this clear? I think that's a good idea. If you've had something pinched that is really dear to you and you know what it looks like, then you're the best person to look on eBay. But if you find something, you then alert the investigating officer and we take it further. But we're not holding our hands.
Seriously, you expect people to start looking on eBay then for something that might have been stolen?
Mike, if you have something dear to you stolen, are you not going to turn over every stone that is reasonable for you to try and find it with the police? Are you going to say that, right, I'm not going to do anything, even though this was really dear to me, and I would recognise it at 1,000 yards, but I'm not going to do anything, I'm just going to leave it to you, the police? Most of your listeners will agree with this.
What police officers always do when they go to the scene of a crime is get as much information as they can from the people around them. And that's absolutely appropriate. And for members of the public to help police in this way is also absolutely appropriate. But for a police officer to tell a member of the public to go off and carry out an investigation on the crime seems to me to be a step too far.
The house was broken into. There was general things like electrical goods were stolen, basically all that they could carry. I found out through one of my friends' sons. I said, put your ear to the ground, son, and find out if, you know, try and find out if you can see who did it for me. A couple of days later, he came back. He gave me a name, who was a prolific burglar. I went into the Stockton police station, I went to give them the information, and basically they said that there was nobody on duty who could take the information, and added me a note with a Crime Stoppers type number on, said ring that out, and the exact reply to me was, they'll sort you out.
And did they?
I didn't even bother me. I didn't ring it.
On digital, on FM, online, BBC Tees.